I got some things coming with us on today, and it's pretty interesting to me. Really wanted to get in is because I was up at the up in the building pretty much all day as far as our project is concerned. Then I left and came to the house, and then got a phone call from our yard man. I mean, we got a New York guy, he's really good and stuff like that. And so met him up there and went over what was need to be done and things like that. So everything turned out well. Well, in the process, I didn't pray this. Let me pray. Father, I always just bless your name on today, and we thank you. We just come to you and give you glory for who you are. We just thank you for giving us wisdom and understanding. We just ask you to lead and guide us all truth. And we just bless you for the understanding that we're about to receive. We just pray that we put that understanding into action in the name of Yehoshua, we pray. Amen. Well, in the meanwhile, you know, just to kind of be transparent with y'all, this project has been a learning process for us. I mean, and then it was funny, you know, my son, you know, Elder, you know, I call him my son. You hear me say my son, you hear me say Elder, because I see him. I don't see him any other way. It's at that level of relationship and things like that. And so, we were talking one time, and he made a statement. He's a man. He said, you know, I wish that, you know, we had, you know, basically let's just gotten our feet wet with another project so that we would be prepared and have understanding of some processes that we have learned, you know, at this point. It's still learning, by the way, you know, of some processes and things like that. You know, we would have done it differently in dealing with the building. What we've learned now, we would have done some things differently, you know, as far as the processes and things like that is concerned. And then all of a sudden, yeah, pleading on in my mind, starts to son, just think about it. If he's starting us out with this as our beginning project, just imagine what he has in store for us in the future as far as development and construction and different things like that. This is the first thing that he's given us to do. And it's, you know, it's major, it's large, you know. At times we'd be like, okay, and we constantly meet and talk and we're making changes and different things like that. We're driving the general contractor crazy, but one time we said we're going to do this thing, and somebody said, well, no, we're going to change it. And we're just learning. I mean, it's sincere, we're learning. And so, I know Mama Coach was busy, so the three of us, we kind of communicate on a daily basis because we're kind of the main hands-on, so to speak, at these stages of the project, you know, with them being the designing company and then things that I've done as far as, you know, layout and things. We just coordinate and see what be the best. So, you know, call Mama Coach, she was, you know, busy, and that's fine. And I just left a message. And so, you know, I call my son, I'm talking to him, I'm like, okay, here's some things going on as far as, the building is concerned. This window that, you know, we're looking at, whereas we're designing things on paper, but then we don't know where all the windows are, and so certain designs that take place, it'll put us in certain spots, you know, as far as the windows were, you know, we didn't think or didn't pay attention to or something like that. So we were talking about that on the way, and I was like, well, it's going to make the storage space kind of weird because the way that window is, it's just about 6 inches of it that's kind of going to be taken, and it's just going to cause some drama. So we were going back and forth, and I was like, so, you know, what I decided to do was to take that third window, and the storage just going to have to be a kind of a little crooked, you know, a cook here and there, and be done with it, you know, because I could tell that, you know, so from that perspective. So when I was walking around with the yard guy and finished with him, and, you know, we agreed on what's going to be done. And as far as that's concerned, I got in the car to, you know, to come to service, and y'all spoke to me and said, go inside the building. I'm like, okay. And so I go inside. He said, now, walk down to the end of the end of the area that's going to be designated as far as offices this time. And when I did, he said, walk the wall. He said, walk the wall from, you know, you may suggest, he said, just take the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So when he said, do what your son said, walk the wall. Get against the wall, and my feet is just a perfect 12. I kid you not. You can measure, and it fits right in a block of, you know. So he said, walk the wall, and I walked the wall, and he said, now walk it to the front. I walked it to the front. He said, how much is it? I said, roughly about 400 feet. I said, right at 396. He said, what is 396? I said, 9. He said, you made an office, but you didn't make me space. That space is me. The place where you and I will meet, and we meet that space. And I was like, wow. He said, why do you think it's 9? And so he said, remember when you originally designed it, I had you to design an office suite? He said, that's why. It was not just for you to have office space, but for you to have encounters with me in that office suite. He said, that's why you made it so big in the very beginning. We just changed it around. In other words, where our cafeteria is, that whole area was a suite, an office suite. In the original plan, you look at the original plan. He said, I called you to have a suite for encounters because there are times I'm not going to let you come out of here. He used to have everything convenient for you spending days in this place. So there will be times when I will arrest you and I'll speak to you, and there are certain things you have to do, so you're going to need a place to sleep, you're going to need a place to study, you're going to need a place to do all these different things as far as that is concerned. He said, now, here's the issue I have with you before I got this group. He said, here's the issue that I have with you. He said, you could care less about space, you know, things. He said, you could care less. He said, but I care. He said, there are certain things that I'm doing with you that I do with you face to face. He said, even as close as you and your son are, he said, I speak to you face to face, but I speak to him by sliding in on his mind. There's a difference. Now, what they encounter did you and I have this morning? I said, face to face. He said, yeah, I speak to you face to face because your calling is different and I'm doing different things with you, so I require things that you don't even care about. And so he said, that place is specifically designed exactly because Bishop was talking about, he said, you know what? He said, the way that y'all designed this building, he said, everything fits exactly the way it's like this place was designed for the way that y'all are designing it. Every window, every place that y'all have, everything, it's like it was supposed to be there. In other words, whatever else was here before y'all designed this, it wasn't supposed to be there. I said, that's why y'all threw it up. I said, people give credit to the enemy when the copper thieves came in there and tore the place up. But I said, you remember what I first told you? I said, God tore the building up so that we could have a clean slate to do what he wanted us to do with it. And I kid you not, every design, I was even looking today how Elder and Mama Coates designed the offices as far as the daycare is concerned, and how that part that, and I'm looking at this, I'm like, man, it's like everything was here. Everything is divinely laid out according to exactly how y'all wants to see it take place. Everything that's being done in there. Except for that one thing. Y'all said, boy, me and you gotta leave the place. And that ain't enough room for me to slap you around. I need you with places on your face. I need you to have an altar in here. You need the faith for what I'm doing with you, the things that I'm going to be doing with you. He said, you need that. And man, I was about to be, God, you know I don't care. He said, that's why I gave it to you, because I know you don't care. As far as you are, you and your son, you treat him so much like you and as your equal with you. He said, you designed an altar and said you wanted the exact same size. I want my son to offer the exact same size as mine. Y'all said, but I don't. Because I'm meeting you in places. I told Bishop, don't give me an inch more than what he got. Give us the exact same amount of footage. I said, because we are fellow laborers in the gospel, and that's my boy, and I don't get no care about no my office being bigger than his or whatever. That's that other preacher Babylon kind of stuff. I don't care about that. They give it the exact same footage, same bathroom size, same everything. You know, we have different colors because I like blue and he like something else, so that's different. But I was like, exact same size. Don't change nothing, y'all said, but I do it different. So I deal with you in a way to where I need you to do what I'm telling you to do. Walk the space. And when I walk it, what's the number? I said, God, 9. He said, what is 9? I said, it's you. That's my meeting place. You just showing up to it. Thus, when he said, or when I said to you in vision that I've had, when I said, I saw in a dream angels going up and down a ladder from that building. It was like it was a gateway to heaven. Y'all said, I'm going to be meeting you there. I am going to be meeting you in that room. And boy, you need to pay for these accounts. And so, now, here's where it comes to this point. Now, I didn't know I was going to say all this. You know, it's just stuff just come on straight off the press. Mama Coates, it's really important you pay attention right now. Because I just laid out the space, and now he gonna flap you around for the design. and he gonna, you know, because she's designing my office as well as other things and stuff in there. And I told her to come tile I want, and she went right to it, and it was just perfect. You know, it's blue. I want blue tile. You know, and she just went straight to it. As soon as I said, she said, that's good to know. I went, oh, look at that. Oh, yeah, okay, fine. And so, Mama Coates, y'all is going to get on top of you like something else when it comes to that office. When it comes to the office, because you're not only designing it from a perspective of your pastor, but you're designing it as a meeting place for y'all. And so, here.
Yes, sir, I accept the challenge.
And get you, you know, bring out all of you that he wants to be in there, because I don't have a clue if it's parallel. You know, that's way more faith than I personally feel like I need in a house, but he's gonna show you what he wants done. Okay.
Pastor? Pastor?
Wait a minute. Hold on. I think she's saying something. Did you say something, Mama?
I did. I said I accept the challenge.
Okay. I'm telling you, it scared the mess out of me. I was up in there. I was halfway scared to leave out, man. We had our first encounter in that carrier. That's why it took me a minute to get here. We had that first encounter, and then I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I don't care nothing about all this. He said, I care. So since I care, you got to care. And you got to go lay out the instructions on what needs to be done. Then he showed me. He said, now, look. He said, each office, specifically elder's office, because he showed me elder's office in mine. He said, elder's office has two windows. I don't know how you sit your desk or whatever. He has two windows, but if he sit his desk the way that y'all telling me to sit mine, his desk will be between the two windows. I don't know if you do that. I'm just saying, I don't know if you do that. But I'm saying, if you did.
Okay.
But what he showed me, he said, okay, you have four windows, And remember what you, what your concern was? Your concern was you didn't want your desk in front of a window. He said, so the way that your desk will be, it will be between, it will be between the two windows. And that area fits perfect, it's dead center of those two windows on each side, or four windows, two on each side. He said, so now you have the area, you have the area that puts you to where, you know, I don't like sitting in front of windows, you know, if you know, and I know it's going to, you know, Mom Post will take care of that, but I don't like sitting in front of a window where somebody can see me, but I can't see them, kind of deal, you know. So, you know, I don't like that, and so, you know, I have a way there to do that. Once I kind of say what's on my mind, then I go play in the flowers the rest of the time, that can get creative on it. But he told me to do that, and then he gave me the scripture to go with why. There are two scriptures that he gave, and I want y'all to understand. I want y'all to understand these two passages, because this is where we're going as far as ministry is concerned. First of all, I'm a shepherd, and so I'm gonna pull up two sisters. I'm gonna pull up Jeremiah 23. And then we're gonna finish up with Exodus 33. Okay. And Elder, you know, as you feel it, you know, do what you want. So that's it. Oh, he gave you the idea first. He didn't slap me around the room. Because I sure wasn't thinking about that. And once you said it, I was like, well, okay, we'll kind of figure it out. He's just going there, figure it out. Okay, so Jeremiah 23 says, woe unto the pastors. That destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith Yah. Now, when you look at pastors, it's raw. It means to tend to the flock, generally to rule. Okay, and so that is a mindset that I want you to focus on. Okay, it means to rule. I love the place. To get into grace, to rule, by extension, to associate with, friends, companions, keep it, and keep company with. To feed, okay, herdman, pastor, okay. And so when you look at it, it's dealing with that from those perspectives. But when you look at the word, I'm going to just type it in. I hope I spelled it right. Okay, I'll just use 1 Kings 22. It may not be what I want to be, but I just want to take the word pastor, okay? We'll just get down to verse 22 just for, was it that in 22? First Kings 22, verse 17. I don't want to deal with the context, I just want to deal with the word shepherd. It says, and he said, I saw all Israel scattered up on the hills. Because remember Jeremiah 23, okay? We'll go back to it. And he said, I saw all Israel scattered up on the hills as sheep that have no shepherd. Now, when you look at the word shepherd, it's the same meaning. So when you see pastor and shepherd, it's the same thing. Okay? And there are other references that you can run for on it. Your pastors are also leaders. They're leaders. They were kings. And so when you run scripture references on this word shepherd, king, let's just do one as far as king is concerned. Okay. Just the word king. Here, when you look at the word king, it means malik. My grandson's name is Malik, and as a matter of fact, I was asked, okay, what's the name? And they asked me, was Malik a good name? I was like, yeah, I said, it means king. It means royal. And so his name is Malik, okay? And so, that, you know, all my grandkids' names, you know, have meaning to it. So if you look at king, it's Malik. And so when you associate that with pastor and king and you start running other scripture references on it, you start to realize that these meanings have one and the same meaning and one fast another. That's why when you look at, again, I'm going to go back to Jeremiah 23. That's why when you look at it again, it says to rule, because it lets you know that a king can be a shepherd. That's why David tended the sheep. He was learning how to rule. He was learning how to be a shepherd. And so it flows within that same vein. Now, I said that to say this. There are some who are leading God's people astray. It's in the context or meaning of the nation of Israel when the leaders were leading the nation of Israel astray. And so you have today, you have shepherds or pastors that leading people astray. But at the same time, this true meaning of it is coming, or at least the Old Testament meaning of it is coming from a perspective of a king, a shepherd, a pastor. So, because we are dealing with a kingdom, we are representatives of the kingdom of God, although I'm classified as a pastor or a shepherd, God has also called me as a king, a literal king. Now, you may hear somebody else out there that's some kind of weird stuff. I'll tell you exactly what God told me. Matter of fact, I can go in my office and have someone go in my office and bring out the book and show you when I wrote it down and when I dated and had no clue what it meant whatsoever. He said it was in 2001. He said, I thought you'd be Lord and King of this nation. I thought you were talking about America. I said, Lord and King of this nation. He said, write it down and date it, because he's going to show me who we were as a nation of people already 10 years later. But he said, I got to get you to write this down, because if I tell you now, you're not ready for it. Well, 10 years later, 2011, that's when he told me what that Lord and King meant. So as you look at this from this perspective, we are a part of a kingdom. Yeah, we are United Ministries Church. Yeah, we are Project United. Yeah, our building is the Remnant Center. But it is a kingdom. It is a kingdom. We're representing a kingdom. Thus, the encounters that we will have with Yah, as far as ministry is concerned, as far as leadership is concerned, we'll have these encounters. Yah is going to be in every facet of what we do. That's why our focus has to be on Yah. Everything we put together has to be kingdom-minded. That's why we've been talking about these things for years, you know, at a time. Been talking about these things. So, as you see here, when you get to verse 3, I'll read verse 1, 2, and 3 of Jeremiah 26. The woe be unto the pastor that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith Yah. Therefore saith Yah, God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people. He hath scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith Yah. And I will gather the remnant of my flock. Thus we are the remnant center. That's what we're doing, y'all. You got to understand what we're doing. That's not your average building. Y'all is preparing that place to encounter us there. You got to hear what I'm saying with your heart. You got to get past religion. You got to get past being in Babylon. You got to get past carnality. And you got to realize, I am a part of a kingdom. I'm not a part of a church. I'm part of the kingdom now. And Yah is saying, I'm preparing to meet y'all on Color Drive. I'm preparing it. I'm getting everything ready. when you look at how this building has been designed by y'all, we're starting to realize now, okay, yeah, I remember y'all told me to draw that to scale, and then we made some changes here because y'all getting this thing exactly the way he wanted. I'm gonna give you an overall thing, but I'm gonna start getting detail on you. And I kid you not, being a general contractor, we just sitting there at all looking at stuff like, man, it's like everything was supposed to be here. Everything that's here is exactly where it's supposed to be. Nothing is out of place. When you walk in there, you swear that somebody came in and specifically built the building to build and designed it exactly the way we're doing it. It's like it was specifically. I know that it was. I'm saying it's like it was specifically built for us. Well, I know it is because according to the divine numbers, my name is on the building. It's 146. It's 11. My overall number is 11. My divine number is 11. Y'all put my name on the building. That's why the city gets after every second. The general contractor told me yesterday, he said, you know what? He said, y'all showed me that city officials are passing by this building and they can't see it. He said, they're looking over here, they can't see it. We're doing construction, they can't even see it. Y'all won't ever see it until it's finished. See, that's why nobody coming around. They driving by, but they can't see it. He said, y'all put stairs on their eyes, and they driving by just like it's only in the city. You got someone going by looking for it and coming back reporting saying, man, I could find that address. That building ain't over there. Y'all built that building in 1972 for us in 2018. In 1972, he said, I'm going to construct this because I've got the remnant that is going to dwell here. And I'm going to let AT&T play around here until I'm ready for them to move on out and go about their business. And then I'm going to establish my remnant center. I'm going to make them build it to the highest degree of construction. That place is a fortress. Y'all is the only one to knock that down. Y'all say I'm going to design it to specifications to meet this ministry that I'm establishing as a kingdom in that place. And I kid you not, when we're finished and you come up in there, you're going to fuck, man, this thing y'all done. Nothing else could have thrown in. Matter of fact, I realize now what I have the original plans of that building. I realize now why it always looked so crazy to me. I used to go in there and be like, why did they design this like this? The area that we was going to use at the time for the sanctuary, I used to be like, this is just the weirdest little nook. And it, you know, you go in to the right and it opens up a little bit to your left, and it's open. I'm like, this is the weirdest little design. I don't understand why they designed it this way. Y'all was like, yeah, they were crazy. I had to step on crazy. And everybody that's going to come in, they're going to be like, no, they're going to want to buy it. But every time they come in, they're going to be like, man, this ain't accommodate. This is an accommodator. Then I'm going to give it to y'all. Then I'm going to send copper thieves in there to tear it all up so I can start with a clean slate and take all that AT&T drama out of it. And then give y'all the plan that I originally put in. And boy, it fits like a glove. Every nook and cranny fits exactly the way that we're doing. It's just kind of mind-boggling to see it and to walk through and to look at it and to see that everything is exactly what it's supposed to be. Like it was supposed to be there all along. The building was specifically designed for us to finish designing the way that we're doing. So again, verse 2 of Jeremiah 23 says, therefore, thus say Yah, God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my flock, he hath scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saith Yah. Verse 3 is where I want to be. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries where I have driven them. I will bring them into their fold, and they shall be fruitful and increase. You talking to me, increase is going to take place? Everything we put our hands to on that campus, that everything that extends from us on that campus is going to increase. That's the reason why y'all didn't allow us to get those funds from our Risen Fruit Grant. Y'all was like, I'm not going to let them fund it. He said, I'm going to get all the glory of this myself. And what I am doing is going to be done and designed to my specifications from top to bottom. And I'm going to get the glory out of all of it. And I'm going to increase every bit of it. And all these people that have denied and rejected it, it is going to become the chief cornerstone for the city. That everybody has rejected as going to be the chief location of where everything is going to be taking place. That's why they rejected us. Because y'all said, I'm going to treat it just like my son. They rejected him. He was the chief cornerstone of the whole thing. This building will be the chief cornerstone to everything that is happening as far as the kingdom is concerned here on earth. It's going to be happening right there at the remnant. Y'all are part of that. That's why all of our minds got to be kingdom minded. We got to be focused on what God is doing and what He want to do with each one of us. And we all got to make the commitment to what God is doing with us to glorify Himself. He didn't need us. He just loved us enough to choose. He just chose us. Okay? I kid you not. Everything that extends from that place will increase and multiply. I don't care what we do from there. It will increase and multiply. Everything. I'm going to say it three more times. Everything we do will increase and multiply. Everything we do will increase and multiply. Think of it. Put it together. Have the gift for it. Watch it increase and multiply. Everything. Okay? Why is he increasing? Because here's what he's doing. That place is also a training facility for leaders. I'm not concerned about church growth. We're going to grow, and we have the space for it. But that ain't my concern. That's not my concern. I've never been concerned about church growth. I'm concerned about mindset growing. I'm concerned about people being transformed. That is a training facility for leaders. That's what that place is. It will train leaders. You will see just as many leaders that will come to that place to be trained as you do see church members that will come to us to get understanding. There will be a lot of leadership training there. That's why verse 4 comes into play. We will increase. Verse 4 says, I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them. And they shall fear no more. We know this is talking about the nation of Israel, but it's a symbol of what's going to take place on Carter Drive. And I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them. And they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed. Neither shall they be lacking, saith Yah. Yah is already doing it. We're already creating jobs. This guy's up there working at it, didn't have a job before we started this project. But yet we have the Economic Development Administration who didn't want to fund us because they didn't think we were going to be creating jobs, and we created jobs already. Surely that's nothing but a part of Babylon. We're glad we're not dealing with Babylon. Ahaya told me about this dream. Today, she said, Daddy, she said, I had dreams at the building. And we were all inside, she said, and all of a sudden, all these dogs was all outside. A whole bunch of dogs running around outside. She said, then this big silverback gorilla appeared in the parking lot, and it was just grabbing stuff, breaking it. So we were prepared. we had prepared. She said, that go real as he was still back. He was simple. He was just breaking everything. She said, you went out there. She said, and when you went out there, the rest of us was still inside. She said, and said, you was out there hunting. I think he said, I was looking for it. I was looking for it. She said, you was out there looking for it. And then all of a sudden, my friend mentioned that I grew up with, his brother told her that the gorilla dead. You asked him a question, didn't you?
He said, yeah, I asked him what happened to the gorilla.
Yeah, she asked what happened to the gorilla. He thought the gorilla dead. And so when she said it to me, I said, here's the meaning of that dream. Yan just showed you in a dream, it had to be to interpret it, that those dogs and that gorilla is a symbol of what had been attacking us all these years, and now it's dead. Those dogs representing the demonic and the evil spirit that was going on in those people that was always coming on the property doing different things, and the end of the project and all these different things. And then this gorilla represented the highest facet of these authorities and things like that. That was always working behind the scenes to try to tear things up. And every time we put something together, we put a grant together, they tear it up. We put something together over here, they tear it up. They just tear it up everything we were building. Y'all destroyed all that. There is nothing to end up whatsoever. What that dream is about. We at this stage of ministry have no limitations. We have no hindrance. We have no limitations. All we're going to be doing is experiencing fruitful and increase. As verse 3 says in Jeremiah 23, verse 3. Yah is going to raise up shepherds right there in his remnant center. He's going to raise up leaders that's going to feed the people. They're going to come to be trained, and we're going to train them, and we're going to train them in every facet of ministry. They're going to be coming saying, show us what to do. Train us on what we should be doing. And it's not going to be this traditional stuff that you see in these conferences and all these kind of stuff where it's just a big money racket and a bunch of preachers, you know, sitting on the stage from showing their thoughts. God's going to raise up shepherds in this place. The remnant center is going to raise up shepherds to deal with the remnant of Yah's people. That's what that place is. That's why he said, you got to prepare for me to have encounters with you there. You have to prepare the place for me to have encounters with people in that place. When y'all show up there, I will be there and y'all will have encounters. That's something else that is. Verse 4, and I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, said Yah. Okay? Now, when you look at Exodus verse 33, it was verse 7. Verse 7 is kind of where we could start, but the main verse that I want to concentrate on, and the reason why Yah had me up there is to show you, give you an understanding of how he deals with me. He's always dealt with me this way, but he wants you to understand it, that he do deal with me in this way. He told me that I was of my father's, my grandfather's, and the holy people thereof in the one. So the way he dealt with them, he said, there'll be times when I deal with you that way. I deal with you as a king like David. I deal with you as a shepherd like Moses. I'll deal with you according to your ancestors. That's why I said you're of him and the one. I'm going to deal with you that way. So I need you to have encounters because you're going to be resting, and I'm going to come visit you like I did your father Jacob. There's going to be some encounters happening there. Okay? And so from that perspective, I'm just going to read verse 11, that's really why I started verse 10. Verse 10 said, all the people saw the clouded pillar stand at the tabernacle of the door. You're going to see God at this place. You're not going to see him like I see him, but you're going to know he's there. that will be events that's going to be taking place where you're going to know Yah is resting in the place. He's coming in and out of that place. You're going to see the encounter. The same way the congregation saw those encounters, but they didn't see what Moses was seeing. They were seeing that Yah was showing up. All the congregation saw it. We've had these encounters in the past. There were times when we'd be praying. We start singing. You remember, Tonya, I know, Dylan, you remember. We were all, you may not have been there, I can't remember. But it was just a few of us there at intercessory prayer that day. We would pray every Sabbath morning. We just called it Saturday. We didn't know what we were doing on the Sabbath. And so we were praying. We started to sing one of the praise and worship songs. We started to sing that song, and it was multitudes, thousands up on top of thousands, start singing the same song. And it was so loud, we stopped singing and started looking around. And when we stopped singing and started looking around, they kept singing for a minute, then it stopped. I said, whoa, boy. Did y'all hear that? Everybody said, yeah, I heard it. Because everybody eyes open, we had eyes closed. Everybody eyes open, we started looking at each other at the same time, like, did you hear that? Heaven opened, and we heard heaven, the host of heaven, singing the same song with us. These encounters you're going to be experiencing as a remnant. We're going to be having encounters with Yah at this place. You think I'm kidding? When I say Yah said, and when he showed me the dream that he's going to be coming up, I saw angels falling up and down a ladder over that building. I'm kidding you not. It's going to be taking place. So as you see in verse 10, I'll go back up to verse 8, okay. Verse 8 said, and it came to pass when Moses went out unto the tabernacle, that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. And Yah talked with Moses. Okay? And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door. And all the people rose up and worshiped every man in his tent door. Y'all will be seeing things too. You may not be seeing the face-to-face encounters because it's just something y'all doing. But you're going to be having encounters and you're going to know he's showing up at this place. There are going to be people coming to the Remnant Center just because they know he's showing up. They're going to be just wanting to be in the presence of that miracle so they can worship. Verse 10, and all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door. And all the people rose up and worshiped, every man in his tent door. Verse 11, and Yah spake unto Moses face to face, I have these encounters with Yah. And Yah spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaking unto his friend. Same way Elder and I sit around and have talks and we're brainstorming and looking at things and talking about scripture and making an effort to understand the scripture by leaning on the Spirit of God. We have face-to-face encounters a lot. That's why, you know, y'all have to understand our relationship. Our relationship is there face. I have to have face-to-face encounters with him. It'll most likely be nobody else that I'll meet with like that. I have a lot of face-to-face encounters with him. Well, y'all will have a lot of face-to-face encounters with me, and he won't meet with nobody like that. Again, he'll speak to Elder by sliding in on his mind, but he'll speak to me face-to-face. That's just how he's doing it. Same as he did most. Same way I have encounters with him. A lot of times, we may have events and things like that. Y'all get to deal with both of us. Me and him may leave y'all and go back around the corner or somewhere and sit ourselves. Leave us alone. We had a face-to-face encounter. Let y'all do what he doing with us. You know, we may be having some kind of, you know, church event or whatever. It's not like that. If me and him go get over in the corner somewhere, leave us alone. Oh, y'all, you face-to-face encounter. We doing some things. You know, there's just certain things that happen between us, and we really don't ever take off. So it don't matter which city we in, y'all slide in on our mind. So, you know, we over in the corner saying, man, what you think about this scripture right there? And y'all may be saying, man, you, don't y'all want to eat? Yeah, we eat bread or something. But let y'all deal with us. He dealing with us. You got to understand what you're a part of. Okay? And when you see that encounter taking place, just reverence it. Just, oh, y'all over there somewhere, just y'all just bless them. Bless their mind, y'all. Help them to understand you. That's what he's doing. You know? And I admit, I won't have any encounters with other people like I have here. It's just the way that it is. It's where it is. That's why I got it off. Redneck mine. Redneck mine. Man, have encounters. Okay? My might say, hey, son, you know, if you come across over here, y'all here, slap me around. He say, he want to slap you a little bit, so come on over here. Next up, don't need you walk away down the hall. Dude. Come on over here and get slapped just like me. Okay, so that has to be understood. You will have these encounters. You will see these things with your naked eye. There's some things that you're going to see. Y'all is going to show himself to you. He's going to show himself to you. In these things at that facility, let you know that he is God. He's going to show you. He's going to show himself to you in certain perspectives. Okay? Verse 11, and Yah spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaking unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. Guess what? He was in there. Joshua was in there. That's what I was saying. Maybe Tower said, hey, son, come here. You finna get slapped too. Come on. He was in there. It just said y'all was speaking to Moses face to face. It wasn't like y'all wasn't saying nothing. Okay? And so these things we have to understand and we have to be prepared. Again, you know, I got this straight and I left out it and y'all, you know, let your will be done. You know, however way you want to do this, it's fine. He said, that's my office. You just showing up. I need more space. He said, so the measurement's on me. That's why it's mine. I'm not okay. You know, and so, I like when he make it easy for us to think decisions like that. You know, and so, you know, I just wanted to share that part with you. You know, I didn't know what I was going to talk about on the day until, you know, I left the building. I knew what I was going to say, you know, once I left the building because he had just dealt with me about it and, you know, and had me to come up here. And so I'm just so excited about it. You know, I can't wait to see, you know, I just can't wait to see it all finish. And y'all is doing some wonderful things with us, y'all. You know, so stay faithful. Okay? That's all I have. Any other questions, comments? Anybody else, you have something? Anybody, you good? Okay. All right. Father, y'all, we bless you. And we just thank you for just giving us wisdom and understanding on what you desire to see us perfect. And we just bless you. We thank you for putting this project in our hand. We thank you for putting this ministry in our hand. We thank you for putting the kingdom in our hand to carry out your will. We don't take it lightly. We just ask you to lead and guide us in truth. Continue to direct our path. We know that we can't do this without you, y'all. If you don't go, we won't go. If you're not involved in anything we do, we don't want no parts of it. And y'all, we just bless you for it in the name of Yahushua. We do pray. Amen.